2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good evening. KSL News Time 6:30. I'm Maria Shalaya sitting in today for Jeff Kaplan. 41 degrees downtown. KSL's top story this hour. A proposed limestone mine would disturb over 600 acres in Parley's Canyon and take millions of tons of rock from the area. Some elected officials say the area near Grandeur Peak could be damaged forever. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson reports.
Salt Lake County Mayor Jenny Wilson's office sent KSL a statement saying she was gravely concerned about the proposal, saying it could scar the natural contours of the area. Salt Lake City doesn't have jurisdiction over this proposal, but their Department of Public Utilities is getting a lot of calls.
A lot of our constituents may be concerned about the visual impact and the impact on wildlife.
Department Director Laura Briefer says they have serious concerns about how much water will be used to mine the limestone, and she's also concerned about fire.
This type of operation could risk of wildfire.
Tree Farm LLC's proposal maps out how the company would protect and redeposit the soils they disturb. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
One canyoneer died at Zion National Park this weekend. Zion Search and Rescue Team responded to a call near the exit of Heaps Canyon and found two canyoneers stranded. The rescue team also found 31-year-old Andrew Arvig from Virginia suspended from a rope about 260 feet above Upper Emerald Pools. He was lowered and pronounced dead by a doctor. The two other canyoneers were safely lowered. Washington County Sheriff's Department is still investigating Arvig's cause of death. Orem police say their officers shot a man who had two weapons and was not following their orders. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt reports it all started with a domestic dispute between father and son.
A 41-year-old man is dead after he was shot by Orem police. Officers say the suspect ran from an apartment at 1100 South 50 East late last night, where he allegedly attacked his 68-year-old father with a knife. Officers showed up to find the older man with a neck wound and the suspect nowhere in sight. Orem PD tracked him down nearby about a half hour later, and police shot him as he charged at them with a weapon in each hand.
The suspect died at the scene. His father is being treated at a nearby hospital. Our top national story from ABC News. The trial against a former Minnesota police officer is set to begin tomorrow. Kim Potter is accused of killing Dante Wright after mistaking her handgun for a taser during a traffic stop earlier this year. Dante's mother, Katie Wright, spoke in front of a courthouse today.
Everybody who's been there for us, standing with us on one of the worst days of our life, on one of the worst months going forward of our lives. So we really thank you and we appreciate this.
Other families of victims of police shootings in Minnesota were also at the news conference. The trial of Jeffrey Epstein's former associate started today. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more from New York.
This is the first time we've seen Ghislaine Maxwell in civilian clothes since her arrest in July 2020. Maxwell is unshackled and wearing a light-colored top and dark pants as she sits at the defense table. Maxwell's trial has drawn international interest. We've heard multiple languages and multiple accents here at the courthouse. The jury was selected from an initial pool of hundreds and whittled to 12 plus 6 alternates. The 12 jurors are 7 women and 5 men. The judge told them to use their common sense and good judgment. Aaron Katursky, ABC News at Manhattan Federal Court.
A big name in the world of technology has resigned from his post leading Twitter. ABC's Alex Stone has details from the West Coast.
Twitter shares rose on news that CEO Jack Dorsey was stepping down and the company's chief technology officer was taking over as CEO immediately. Dorsey will remain on the board. In a letter to employees, Dorsey said he believes it's time for the company to no longer be founder-led. He created Twitter in 2006, and while Dorsey is not explaining exactly why he's leaving, he survived an attempt from an activist investor to toss him out of the CEO role last year. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
All new cars after 2026 will have DUI monitoring technology in them, thanks to the newly passed infrastructure bill. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz reports Utah Highway Patrol is on board with anything that curbs drunk driving.
UHP says last year in Utah, there were about 5 alcohol-related crashes per day. But they say there's still a lot of questions about whether officers and lawyers would have access to the information gathered by the technology. The type of technology isn't finalized yet, but one being considered is an infrared sensor that would detect the blood alcohol content in your skin and let you start but not drive the car.
Even still, UHP says they don't think much will change as far as how they spot and field test drunk drivers. A fatal crash in Summit County led to a large drug bust. KSL.com reports the driver of a BMW hit and killed a man in Park City. After hitting the man, the BMW continued into oncoming traffic, crashing into a Hyundai Tucson. The driver of the Tucson got out of his car and ran from the scene. While investigating the crash, officers found around 200 pounds of marijuana in the abandoned Hyundai. Now, the driver, Daryl Gutierrez, was arrested at the tow yard when he went to pick up his car. Ricky Meese, still seeing some backups out there. Any many delays?
Yeah, we've got a rough spot on I-15. I knew there was trouble in traffic. I just couldn't see it yet. This is a crash, northbound I-15, just after 3300 South, and you've got a couple of right lanes blocked. And the problem is it's dark, and so you're going to come across upon these cars and not realize that suddenly they're stopped. So you got to use a lot of caution here. You can get by in one right lane as well as a couple of left lanes. Again, it's northbound I-15 just after 33rd South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center. Ricky.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America. But this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.